What inclined Lennon to show himself unclothed was not insanity, but an uncommon commitment to honesty. Finding a kindred spirit in Yoko Ono released him from the mental shackles of normalcy. Alone, he was an aberration, a married, suburban-dwelling father, who, although highly creative and successful, always secretly worried that his radically iconoclastic worldview might mean he was crazy. Discovering and falling in love with a woman who was capable of seeing things as he did, he felt vindicated, supported, liberated, reborn. Weary with observing social artifices and conventions for the sake of appearances, he wanted to live honestly, completely honestly. Lennon at first had planned to release the record as Ono's Alone, and he thought she should be nude on the cover, because her work is naked, basically simple and childlike and truthful. 17. Then it dawned on him that the work could represent a statement by both of them to the world. Here we are, deeply in love, newly born, virginal, completely unpretentious, and honest with both ourselves and with you, the audience. That his decision to expose himself naked to the public eye was an artistic statement and not some display of perverted exhibitionism was confirmed by an incident that took place years later. Lennon and Ono had invited their friend and confidant, Elliot Mintz, to visit their rented home near Santa Barbara, California. It being a hot summer day, the three went outside to the swimming pool. While Mintz was enjoying the sight of Ono lying on the diving board, he heard movement behind him. He turned to find Lennon rustling a bathrobe around himself, using it as a screen in order discreetly to pull off his trousers and then slip on his swimsuit. Lennon acknowledged his inquisitive glance with a smile. "I'm English, you know." The provocative cover of Two Virgins was the first bold step onto a pathway Lennon and Ono intended to be honest, positive and influential, and they didn't care if it stirred up controversy. Intent on stretching artistic boundaries, they undertook a number of avant-garde projects over the next couple of years. As a follow-up to Two Virgins, they released two other vinyl albums, Unfinished Music No. 2, Life with the Lions and The Wedding Album. The first included Ono's improvised vocalizations at a concert in Cambridge, accompanied by Lennon playing guitar feedback. Another sequence featured the tape-recorded heartbeat of the child she had miscarried. The second album dedicated an entire side to the two, calling out each other's names in a spectrum of emotional tones against the percussion of their recorded heartbeats, with the second side devoted to an oral collage from their first bed-in event for peace. The two also produced a string of experimental films, beginning with Smile in August 1968, in which Lennon's smile came to life in super slow motion over the course of a 50-minute film. Fly, Rape, Up Your Legs Forever, Self-Portrait, Apotheosis and Erection followed, among others. Ono's Fly, for example, follows in extreme close-ups the progress of a housefly making its way along the apparent mountains, valleys and plains of a naked female body. Lennon's Erection offers a time-lapse view of the building of a massive new hotel. Months of construction are compressed into just minutes of film. Lennon also produced work in a more traditional medium, though he still managed to generate controversy. Bag 1, The Erotic Lithographs, debuted in the London Arts Gallery in January 1970. The collection consisted of 300 sets of 14 prints, each executed in the black line drawing style for which he was noted. The subject matter covered his wedding and honeymoon with Ono, including some very explicit drawings of the two of them unclothed. Scotland Yard raided the gallery on the second day, confiscating 8 of the lithographs deemed to be indecent. Months later, when the case at last came to court, the defense presented a number of Picasso drawings for comparison, and the magistrate in charge ultimately declared that the prints were unlikely to deprave or corrupt. All of these works, however, were far overshadowed by a project Lennon and Ono jointly created using the medium of real life. The inspiration for this most ambitious undertaking was a letter sent to them by Peter Watkins, producer of the film The War Game. The British Broadcasting Corporation had commissioned the film to educate the public about the grim reality behind the hazy concept of nuclear war. What Watkins brought back to them was a film so intense, horrifying, and politically incendiary that the BBC management decided it could not be aired. In his letter to Lennon and Ono, Watkins decried the control of the media and stated that people in their position, with such easy access to it, bore a responsibility to use their open door for the benefit of world peace. He closed his letter with the challenge, "What are you going to do about it?"